We live in a wonderful time. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We live in a wonderful time. We know that thoughts are things. We know that every thought we think, it does something to our mind. We know that every thought we think, it does something to our brain. It structures our brain in a particular way. Now, we have known this from the beginning of time, but we haven't had proof of it as we have in these days with our wonderful x-rays and our wonderful devices that can check what's going on with the cells of our body. Scientists today are able to see how thoughts affect the brain. And when they have the brain be concerned with certain types of thoughts, with positive thoughts, thoughts of healing, they see the brain responding in a very beneficial way. They see the brain changing. Now, in the brain are many possibilities. There are possibilities of the ability to read, to write, the ability to think, the ability to do all sorts of things. Now, these abilities are things that we have taken for granted, and we have not really polished them, and we have not really put them online as well as we could, but we can. The scientists, in doing some of their dedicated studies, have found that if they will take your two fingers and sew them together, and you operate your two fingers as one, that in your brain you have a pattern. You have a pattern for each of your fingers. And each of your fingers sends messages to the brain, and the brain sends messages back to the fingers, and they have a beautiful relationship. But when the two fingers are sewed together, then in the brain, the two fingers are as one finger. There is not two fingers that are shown there. It is just shown as one finger. And so that pattern changes. Now, when the fingers are opened, when they are separated, and when each finger is taught to act as a finger by itself again, the brain again reformats itself into the idea that now there are two fingers. Now there are two appendages out there that are moving separately from one another, distinctly and uniquely, accomplishing their own goal. Now you say, what's the big deal about that? What's the big deal about that? Well, everything in our brain functions to support our body and to support how it functions and how it carries out its activities. And we have, from the very beginning, built within us all of the ability to create the vitamins, minerals, and genes and enzymes and things that are beneficial to the body. And we created them for a long time. But then as we fed artificial substances into the body, by the brain's conscious act, decided that it didn't need to produce those things anymore. So the signals that are sent from the brain to the to the devices that create these genes, to create the enzymes, create the chemicals that are beneficial to the body, they no longer send out those signals. And the body no longer creates those substances. The device atrophies and no longer does it. It can come back, but it is a long and tedious job. Now, there are people who have thought, as science has thought for hundreds of years, that once the brain grows to maturity and begins to decline, it can never come back again. Well, we have been teaching our elderly people that if they will learn to play chess, and they will learn to do crossword puzzles, and they'll learn to be active with their mind, that their mind can be indeed young and dynamic, just like it always was. And the more they learn, the better. Now, with little children, we wonder, how do they have this tremendous learning capacity to learn several languages between the ages of 1 and 6 or 1 and 8? And science has come up with an answer for us. They say that little children from that period of time have nothing to do in their brains. Their brains have been trained to be totally alert, to be listening, to be interested, to be attentive on anything that is brought to their attention. So, little children learn very quickly. They can learn many languages very easily without a dialect. They can be absolutely fantastic. And these are just proven facts that we are bringing forth now more than ever before because of our scientific instrumentation. This is nothing more than what we've been teaching all of our lives. Thoughts are things. We are the creator of our world, and we can do anything we want to do. Now, though it may take a little more effort on our behalf to do the things that a child does, we can train ourselves so that we can be just as intuitively aware as the child is, just as interestedly aware as the child is. There are many things that we are interested in tremendously. Our taste buds get so excited over certain foods. Well, that's the same type of thing. What sort of things does our mind get excited over, our brain? What sort of things do we have our brain become excited about? Do we like to read certain novels that get us all excited? Do we like to watch news on television or hear it on the radio and read it in the newspaper and magazine? Do we like to do that and get all excited about it and say, oh boy, and you get all in an uproar about something that really is of little consequence to you? What is of real consequence to each of us is what goes on in our thought system on our behalf. Do we think thoughts like, I like me? Do we think thoughts like, I live in a healthy body? Do we think thoughts like, my body can heal anything? My body is its original purity and integrity just waiting to bust forth and show me that that's truly what it is? What sort of thoughts do we put into our mind? What sort of thoughts, if we were a little child from 1 to 7 or 1 to 8, what sort of little thoughts did we put in our mind, did we think about, were we told about? We're so intelligent, so able to learn, so able to perceive, so able to activate in our life and affairs this infinite brain capacity. Now, it's not that we understood the language, but we spoke it well because we heard it and we saw it demonstrated and it was useful to us. Now, we could go on and become more articulate and that would be beautiful too. But it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of having the tool available to us. We hear the language as a child and we put it into our own mind. We hear several languages as a child, and we put them into our own mind. We can learn 3 or 4 languages at once without thinking a thing about it, without being the slightest bit concerned, without worrying about, am I doing the right thing in the right way? Each language that we are learning is learned by itself and yet in common with others. So, when we say a child is learning 3 or 4 languages, we mean that they're learning their mother tongue, and 3 or 4 other languages, and perhaps even more. I've often thought that we say that childhood should be given to children to learning to get along with each other and learning to cooperate with each other and learning to socialize. And I kind of think that childhood is a time of tremendous infusion of all that exists around him. If a child could be taught mathematics could be taught, higher languages, skills could be taught, how to speak confidently could be taught, to believe in itself. Oh my, if a child could be taught to know that whatever it thinks, it has the capacity to know all about it. I know that I know that I know. If a child is taught all these things, it learns it and it is it. And it is it mightily. Children of exquisite parents are usually quite exquisite themselves because they have that role model for themselves. Children who come from families who speak many different languages because of one reason or another, the children learn it. And if the children travel in that young, very young age, they get to see the world, they get to see what's going on. Their expanded attitude and their expanded consciousness is so beautiful and so broad, it is just unbelievable. These things we have known, these things we have seen, these things have been demonstrated in our life. The more advantaged child is a child that has parents who talk about very wonderful things during their meal times and during their talk times. And there are family who think about games that are persuasive, developing skills within the mind and the body. Not a family that is tuned into the television, is tuned into what is going on in the world, is tuned into things that they have little consequence for. If you learn to swim, you'll be able to save anyone who ever wants to drown. If you learn to swim, you can do it. But if you don't learn to swim, then you can't. So if you're going to take your time when you should be learning to swim to be interested in other things that are not helpful to you to accomplish the goal that you have set for yourself, you'll never do it. But science is now awakening to the fact, because of the new instrumentation that's revealing to them, that it is so, that the brain does change, that the brain is plastic, that the brain is viable, that the brain takes into itself all sorts of possibilities that were never dreamed of before. It's very true. It's very true. It was a wonderful and a dynamic thing to go through that sleepy time when we didn't know that the brain could do all that it does. But now we have awakened to the fact that it is, and every day we're awakening more and more and more. And our psychiatrists are not becoming so much investigators of the past as they are becoming people who are learning how to guide people to live in the present, to live in the now, to live with the positive mental attitude of joyousness, of success, of harmony, of peace, of right action, of truth, of all that is good. These are things that are so wonderful. They're so fantastic. Yes. The brain that changes itself is a brain that is doing wonderful things. This is the new thinking that is now. This is the new attitude that is coming out. Yes, it is something that we have taught for years. But we didn't have the factual information that science has given us now that shows and proves by their tests and by their examination that it really does work. Are you ready to put a new cause in motion for yourself? Are you ready to train your brain to be an open sesame to all that life has to offer? If you are, all that it takes is your attention and your ability to give 100% attention to whatever it is that you're working on, whatever it is that you have as a thought in your mind, whatever is your dream, whatever is your goal. This day, know that you are the master of your brain, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals. And as the master of your thought, if this is who you really are, if this is what is really important for you, then that's where we're going to go. That's what we're going to do, and that's how we're going to live. Put this in motion for yourself today. It's your opportunity. know that I love you. I love you. I love you.